You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
I can't imagine pretending to be that ignorant for ambition, for personal advancement. That's some Nicole Hannah Jones type history.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Did you all see this picture of Gwen Berry? Now, everybody knows the Gwen Berry, this story. She's the hammer thrower. And she was the one who really robbed the other women on the podium of their win, because this was during the Olympic qualification. She was mad that the scheduled national anthem had played. Well, an old photo resurfaced of her happily posing with the flag. And in response to that, because she had it, she was holding it up behind her, and she was very, very proud of it. She was like holding it up, very proud of it. She had it behind her and her arms outstretched, very proud of the flag. It seems like this isn't genuine activism. It's an act. This is a grift. And her interpretation, did you hear the interpretation that they have? We're going to talk about this here coming up. Yeah, listen to this soundbite of her, because this is what she said. She said she was objecting to this. Listen.
History. If you know your history, you know the full song of the national anthem. The third paragraph speaks to slaves in America, our blood being slain and pilfered all over the floor. It's disrespectful, and it does not speak for Black Americans.
That is one of the most ignorant takes on history that I've ever heard in my life. That is one of the most, she doesn't even know her history. She sits here and she's trying to shame everyone else for not agreeing with her by saying that they're ignorant to history, when it's actually she herself who's ignorant of history. Here's the thing with this, that what she's talking about, the particular, the stanza that she's talking about it's the third stanza or the third verse of the song. And it says, quote, no refugee could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Do you know what Francis Scott Key is referring to? Since Gwen Berry doesn't understand history and needs a lesson, we're not talking about this Nicole Hannah Jones history. We're talking about like real actual history. At the time of the War of Independence, and the first sentence right there is the full context. The hireling and the slave. They're not talking about slavery in the United States, which had still yet to be established. That statement is actually about British soldiers. And in fact, a lot of people were wondering if Francis Scott Key was purposefully, like, the prevalent thought is that he was being a troll. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Here's why. Because you had a number of people who were working with the Brits. You had the British forces. You had people who enlisted. You had people who were commissioned. You had people who chose to join the fight, hired. They hired people like the Hessians. They hired mercenaries like in up in Boston. They hired mercenaries. In fact, it was those German mercenaries. What was it? Christmas Eve. It was Christmas evening. Everyone says it was the dawn, but it was actually the evening of Christmas. That late night that George Washington and his soldiers got in that famous boat. They went across not the Potomac, the Hudson, and they went over to the went across that, and they went to actually kill the Hessians. That's how they Merry Christmas. Chop, chop. But then you also had people who were essentially indentured servants that were being forced to fight for the British. And there were a significant number of them. They were forced to fight against their will. And in fact, I mean, Francis Scott Key, in his poem Committed to Music, and it was put to music later, he talks about that. He talks about the British military. And it's the the whole verse is about that. He talks about their foul footsteps, pollution, the havoc of war, the battle's confusion. And the whole that whole stanza is about the British soldiers. Even when he said, when freemen shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation, what he's talking about are the people who were forced against their will to fight for the British. And there were a significant number of them. That's why he says the hireling, talking about mercenaries, and the slave, the people who were forced against their will, basically as indentured servants, to fight for the Brits. That's what he's talking about. I don't know any academic that has ever insinuated otherwise. We have an epidemic of purposeful ignorance in this country, as demonstrated by Gwen Berry. I can't imagine pretending to be that ignorant for ambition, for personal advancement. That's some Nicole Hannah Jones type history. Unfortunately for them, it's not in any way true. They keep going, oh, well, it's racist. It's racist, racist lyrics, and it's not. And it's, you know, it's in, and it's just one of the most ignorant things I think I've ever heard of. But they had a number of forces that they had cobbled, that they had their, you know, enlisted officers, their commissioned officers, they had their mercenaries. They had all of that. And so, and then they had their those that they forced against their will to fight. And that's something that you got to, I mean, that's something that you have to consider. There were a lot of, they said that 7% of British soldiers actually deserted and never returned too. And 5,000 British soldiers who deserted remained in the colonies. Some of these people were those who left because they were being forced against their will to fight. And they wanted to leave and they wanted to be free. I mean, there's a lot of history that's been covered with this. So no, we are not going to have revisionist history here. Not at all. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this because I love the history of it. I am a huge, huge American Revolution history buff and a huge World War One and World War II history buff. Major. I have so many books. I've seen so many documentaries. I've read so many things about this. That's why when I saw this crop up, I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, it's just some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
McDonald's is offering $500 bonus to new staff. Wendy's is giving them $100. Chipotle is increasing pay to $15 an hour because fast food outlets, this is how Joe Biden's trying to do the minimum wage, because they weren't able to do it with, they weren't, the market couldn't support it, so they decided to tank the market. And now you have this artificial competition. This is crazy. They're trying to compete with Biden's handouts to get people to cut. This is like, your burgers are all going to get more expensive. I'm telling you. Although, wait, I love a good curly fry. Now, here's where I'm not going to, sidebar, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I will pay more for a good curly fry. I don't really care because, you know, you can try to do them at home. I have. And it ain't the same, right? It's not the same. Mm-mm. A parasailing, this is my worst nightmare. Oh my gosh. I could not look at this. I'm going to try to not look at any of the photos. This is my worst. I hate parasailing, and this is why. A man totally got his foot bitten off by a shark while he was parasailing. I'm not making this up. This was the Sun. I don't even know where this is. This was like in Jordan, off the coast of Jordan somewhere. This dude, he was parasailing and a shark legit jumped out of the water and tore up his foot. He was rushed to a hospital. He suffered severed tendons, a torn muscle, broken bones. There's video of it. Someone was taking video of this guy parasailing and a shark jumped out of the water and bit him. Oh my gosh. Because it's like a circus for sharks. That's what parasailing is. You're dangling treats for them. That's what parasailing is. Oh my gosh, this terrifies me. I will never do that again. The House voted 285 to 120 to remove all Confederate Democrat statues from the Capitol and replace the bust of Chief Justice Roger Taney with first Black Justice Thurgood Marshall. I'm actually totally okay with replacing the first Justice Roger Taney because he was a big racist sexist who wasn't only a sexist bigot. He hated the Second Amendment and didn't think that the poor or people of color should own guns. He was the Michael Bloomberg of his day. So I'm totally fine with this. Up next, the lovely Carol Roth joins me with her new book, The War on Small Business. Keep it here. So the UNC Chapel Board of Trustees, they decided to offer tenure to Nicole Hannah Jones, the key architect of the 1619 Project for the New York Times. Remember, they were saying what's not going to happen because we're going to call into question your qualifications, which is true because she made it up. She was making things up. There were, like I said, there were actual communists who were going, now, we don't think that she's correct because she's making communists look bad. Stop. She made it up. She was trying to fudge a whole bunch of stuff, and it wasn't, and she ended up being called out. So this story, they're granting her tenure. There was an ugly brawl that erupted outside of this closed door trustee meeting that took place. She was refusing to teach at the school. She said it was a powerful donor blocking her. It wasn't your own actions. It was because someone was blocking you, right? It wasn't because you went out and decided to lie and actually make up things and assign it to American history. Things that our administration is trying to implement nationally as part of some sort of educational curriculum. And she ended up getting in trouble for it. She had awards rescinded. Other far left academics were like, look, we like communism, but she lied. She's wrong. She's making up history that didn't exist. But no, what it is it's rage mob. It's rage mob. She teaches ignorance and bigotry. So trustees at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, they voted to accept her tenure application. After she refused to teach, she was run into the presses. After she made things up and embarrassed herself and was jumped on by her colleagues. I mean, and a lot of her colleagues there are a lot of people out there who were speaking up against what she was doing who were very far left, and they are not white. Protesters stormed into the meeting and refused to leave the area. So it was mob rule. That's what it was. Can you imagine being forced to take a class from this woman? And then, of course, she tries to make it all to be like it's racist or racism when it's clearly not. She is not an academic. She is an activist who is trying to promote Marxist revisionist history and act as though any objection to that is racist, and it's not. So she gets her tenure. Unbelievable. All right, guys, I gotta share with you some bad stuff from some Florida men's. Let's do it.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, guys, so is it Ocala or Osala? Ocala? Ocala, thank you. God love you, Juan. The Ocala Fire Chief, his ex-wife went on a naked rampage at Outback Steakhouse, and he got fired for creating an uncomfortable work environment. Now, at first, I was like, well, does he work at the Outback? So he had filed a restraining order against his ex-wife before she went on a naked rampage at a local Outback. Now, I bring this up because we covered that. Yep. Remember that? The lady who got mad, she got buck naked and she ran around the Outback Steakhouse while people were just trying to enjoy their baked potato and steak. Well, he got fired from his position, Shane Alexander. An official with the city of Ocala said that they were explaining the decision. They said that apparently it was a lot of unprofessional conduct, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. He filed a domestic violence injunction against his wife, Tina Kindred. I feel like if you say her name three times in the bathroom, she'll appear. You know, like Bloody Mary. Like if you stand in front of a mirror and say her name three times, she'll appear behind you.
Don't do it.
And then like Rampage. I don't know. She was arrested because she destroyed thousands of dollars of merch at the Outback. And she was also charged with aggravated battery and a law enforcement officer and felony criminal mischief. She squatted on tables. She was wearing flip-flops, so there's that. There's video, and I'm not. No. I feel bad for this guy, but at the same time, I don't know what he did to make it uncomfortable. Was he like her? I don't know. It just seems like he's having some bad times. Oh, my gosh. That man. And please, everybody, I just feel like I need to say this in the Florida Man segment. Don't blow your fingers off on Sunday, okay?
Yeah.
Let's not do it. Let's, you know, be careful with the pyro. We got to say that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.